Seconds. Jenny Allen. I'm afraid there's no way to say this without sounding pitiful, so I'm just going to say it. I used to eat cookies out of opened packages on supermarket shelves. I was a child, but still, it was an odd thing to do. I'd go to the supermarket with my mother, then ditch her to find the cookie aisle. In my adult life, I've rarely seen an opened package of cookies in a supermarket, so I can't explain why I seemed to see them all the time as a child. But I did. And when I found an opened box or torn cellophane wrapping, I would stand in the supermarket aisle and furtively shove the cookies in my mouth. Pop, pop, pop. The thrill of finding the packages was like one of those dreams when you find $20 bills blowing all over the sidewalk. Only better, at least to a child, because it was Malomars and Oreos and ginger snaps and Nilla wafers, pecan sandies, Vienna fingers, whatever they called the spicy ones shaped like windmills studded with slivers of almond. Oh, the joy of it. I told a friend about this the other day. I thought she was going to tell me she'd done it too. I'd always assumed it was one of those things that most children did, like biting your own toenails or playing with candle wax. She looked like she was going to cry. "That is so sad," she said. I had to wonder, why had I spent my childhood trolling for food in the cookie aisle at Gristiti's? Oh, that's right. My mother didn't feed me. That's not entirely true. She fed us, my brother, sister, and me. My parents were divorced, but that's about all you could say. My mother had other virtues. My mother had been handed some real lemons in life. My mother was doing the best she could. But boy, we had food, 3 or 4 different dinner entrees, fried hamburgers and lima beans, corned beef hash with an egg on top, fried lamb chops, liver and bacon. That was it. That was the repertoire. And so little of it. I don't remember being offered seconds. I remember staring at the refrigerator shelves, empty except for, say, celery sticks sticking out of a glass of ice cubes and a jar of green olives, there to be made into cream cheese and olive sandwiches for my school lunch, which I hated and which mortified me. You never knew when you were getting fed. You weren't allowed to ask. You weren't even allowed in the kitchen half the time. She needed it to herself, the better to curse my absent father and burn things. This was as bad as the sameness and not enoughness of the food, the tension around the food, the resentment with which it was served.